Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President launches Indonesia ASRI Movement for Public Housing Development. Minister Purabaya assures Indonesia will fulfill all MSCI requests. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. President of the Republic of Indonesia launches Indonesia ASRI Movement as a direction for public housing development and residential environment planning in Indonesia. Hasna Nur Afifah has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto promotes a housing and residential area development program focused on improving public welfare. This policy was announced by Coordinating Minister of Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono at the 2026 Indonesia Economic Summit in Jakarta on Tuesday. One focus of this program is assistance for public housing renovations and the arrangement of residential environments to make them more suitable and orderly. Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono stated that this program emphasizes the importance of safe, healthy, clean, and orderly residential environments as part of efforts to improve the quality life of community.
Beliau meluncurkan gerakan ASRI kemarin. Indonesia ASRI itu.
He launched the ASRI movement yesterday. Indonesia ASRI stands for safe, healthy, clean, tidy, orderly, and beautiful. I think that's what we aspire to.
Jadi aman, sehat, resik, dan indah. Saya rasa itu yang menjadi dambaan kita.
Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono emphasized that the Indonesia ASRI movement not only aims to improve the quality of life and comfort of people in their residential areas, but also maintains Indonesia's attractiveness in the tourism sector. According to him, Indonesia's natural beauty needs to be maintained through a clean and well-organized environment to avoid degrading the image of regions and tourist destinations. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Business Council has once again organized the Indonesia Economic Summit 2026 in Jakarta as an annual economic forum, bringing together hundreds of delegates from dozens of countries. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto stated, a key focus of this forum is strengthening investment cooperation, including Indonesia and UK economic partnership. Ofra Regina has the detail.
The Indonesia Business Council, IBC, once again held the Indonesia Economic Summit in 2026 as an annual economic forum that convenes stakeholders from both within the country and abroad. This year, the summit took place over 2 days on January 3-4, 2026 in Jakarta, attended by hundreds of delegates from 53 countries. In addition to government leaders, the forum also involves business actors, global investors, academics, and international organizations discussing various strategic economic issues. Carrying the theme, Coming Together to Boost Resilient Growth and Shared Prosperity, the Indonesia Economic Summit 2026 is designed as a strategic dialogue space to encourage cross-sector collaboration, national economic transformation, and the strengthening of Indonesia's competitiveness amid global dynamics. The forum also serves as a platform to attract investment from various partner countries, including strengthening economic cooperation with the United Kingdom. In his remarks at the summit on Tuesday, February 3, 2026, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto conveyed that economic cooperation between Indonesia and the UK has been strengthened through the signing of an Economic Growth Partnership, EGP.
Dengan UK kemarin sudah dapat sudah ditandatangani Economic Growth Partnership.
With the UK, an Economic Growth Partnership was signed yesterday. Within that Economic Growth Partnership are several sectors, including renewable energy, then also digitalization, then education, and also shipping maritime, where they are providing £4 billion sterling to support Indonesia's shipping industry.
£4 billion sterling untuk mensupport perkapalan Indonesia.
Erlangga added that Indonesia-UK cooperation covers a number of strategic sectors expected to drive national economic growth and strengthen Indonesia's industrial structure.
The Indonesian government has responded to MSCI's warning by committing to improve capital market transparency, including regarding free float share proportions. Rizka Fadila has the full report.
Indonesian Finance Minister Purbaya Yudhisadewa committed to improving capital market transparency, including regarding free float share proportions. He stated this commitment at the Indonesia Economic Summit 2026 event in Jakarta on Thursday, February 3rd. He also assured that the government will meet the requirements set by the global index provider Morgan Stanley Capital International, or MSCI, which plans to downgrade Indonesia's capital market rating.
But I think the government and every market regulators have taken a proper approach to ensure that before May this year, we will satisfy what the MSCI wanted. So you should be okay. You should be fine. Investing in my country should be okay. We will follow adhere to the global best practices.
Purbaya asserted that although the Ministry of Finance is not directly involved in the governance of Capital Market Board, the government remains committed to steering the national economy in the right direction. According to Purbaya, these measures are expected to encourage faster and higher quality economic growth, which will ultimately be reflected in the performance of the Indonesian stock market.
Well, we will satisfy all of the MSCI's all of things that MSCI wanted, including basic transparency. For me, as a Minister of Finance, I'm not involving too much with what's happening in the boards, but I focus to ensure that the economy moving in the right direction. We make sure that our government spend enough money in the first quarter, second quarter in a timely manner, and we ensure also that there's enough liquidity in the market.
Morgan Stanley Capital International, or MSCI, has decided to implement a temporary freeze on several index actions. This decision was announced to global market participants and directly impacts investor perception of the Indonesian stock market. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has set an ambitious medium-term economic growth target of 8%. As one step towards achieving this, the government is positioning industrial and technological cooperation with Malaysia, particularly the state of Sarawak, in the energy and semiconductor sectors. Dika Dean Ananda has the detail.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated on Tuesday that Indonesia is collaborating with Malaysia in the green energy and technology sector. This collaboration is a pathway towards the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision with an economic growth target of 8% this year. At the opening of the 2026 Indonesia Economic Summit in Jakarta, which was also attended by the Premier of Sarawak, Datuk Patinggi Tan Sri Abang Johari Bin Tuk Datuk Abang Haji Openg, Erlangga hoped that Indonesia could receive input regarding the development of renewable energy domestically.
So the key drivers is in services, high value added manufacturings, and I think we should learn from Sarawak on renewable energy, the hydrogen, as well as for the semiconductors. So I think Pak Premier of Sarawak, Datuk Patinggi Tan Sri Abang Haji, have to come often to Jakarta as mentor for this sector.
Erlangga also stated that this collaboration with Malaysia is a significant support for Indonesia's leap into the global semiconductor ecosystem, which has entered its third phase. He stated that in this phase, the government plans to enter the automotive and computing sectors through access to national silica sand. Indonesia will leverage the availability of this raw material with Malaysia's manufacturing strength.
I think with collaboration of the Sarawak, we can work together for the third phase and we can share the future cake in area of mobile, IoT, PC, automotive and cloud, including on data center. And Indonesia is strong from the upstream, from the silica sand. We already have the floating glass. Next will be for a solar panel. And next is for wafer. So if the design is working together, so the printing will be the next industry that we can create together.
Furthermore, Coordinating Minister Erlangga also proposed that the two countries strengthen collaboration in the tourism sector. He hopes Sarawak Air can open more routes to Indonesia beyond Jakarta and Bali. He stated that opening more routes will increase Indonesian exports to Malaysia. Dika Den Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesia and Slovakia that agreed to strengthen bilateral strategic cooperation in various sectors, from the economy and agriculture to education. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono received Slovakian Minister of Foreign Affairs Juraj Blanar in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 3, 2026. After the meeting, Sugiono explained that Indonesia welcomes Slovakia's invitation to deepen cooperation in several areas of mutual interest, including community maintenance, the economy, food and energy security, health, and interstate relations.
There's so many actually strategic sectors that we could strengthen and develop together.
Sugiono also welcomes Slovakia's aspiration to join the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation. Sugiono believes that Indonesia and Slovakia share common values, principles, and aspiration in maintaining peace, stability, and the welfare of their people. So international cooperation needs to be strengthened, including the involvement in the treaty. Meanwhile, Slovak Minister of Foreign Affairs Juraj Blanar stated that his visit was not only to strengthen the partnership with Indonesia, but also with ASEAN. He also highlighted the important role Indonesia plays in the region.
I came to Indonesia to strengthen our cooperation on a bilateral level, not only political, but also economical part of our relationship, and also to strengthen our cooperation in the region on ASEAN, where Indonesia is playing a key role.
On the occasion, the two ministers signed an agreement to grant visas to holders of partnership and service passport. Sugiono considered the signing to be the first step in strengthening and deepening future cooperation between the two countries. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
The government, through the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, continues to accelerate the recovery of educational services for thousands of students affected by disaster in the Sumatra region. The effort prioritizes psychological support and aims to prevent a decline in learning quality or learning loss in the affected areas. Kiki Purba has the detail.
Special Staff to Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Didi Suhardi, stated on Wednesday that the government is fully committed to ensuring the education ecosystem in region of Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra recover promptly. Speaking to RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, he said thousands of children in northern Sumatra are still facing challenges due to the impact of natural disaster, leading the government to prioritize psychological support.
Pastikan bahwa anak-anak kita tetap belajar.
We must ensure that our children continue to learn. Our children are, of course, receiving trauma counseling and being taught subjects related to disaster management in case another disaster occurs.
Furthermore, Didi Suhardi added that learning from the COVID-19 pandemic experience, the government is also implementing a special curriculum to prevent a decline in learning standard or learning loss among school-age children in the disaster-affected regions. This effort is aligned with the rehabilitation of school facilities, which is expected to be complete by the end of 2026.
Kita untuk yang rehab-rehab ini.
And our target for this rehabilitation efforts is to have them completed by the next academic year in 2026, except for those requiring relocation due to the need to find new sites, which also require verification that indeed takes time. So our target is for everything to be finished by at least the end of this fiscal year.
Didi also conveyed that during the emergency stage, aid in the form of school supplies, tents, and emergency classroom has been distributed to ensure the even semester learning activities have continued since January 5th. Previously, the Minister of Public Works stated that the government will build school facilities, including community school, in several disaster-prone areas in Sumatra, adhering to strict disaster risk mitigation standard. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Diaspora Network Global applauded the decision of several Indonesian football clubs to recruit players from diaspora community, viewing it as a positive step that could strengthen the national football system. Rahman Syidki Pratama has the detail.
A number of local Indonesian football clubs are now recruiting diaspora players. Clubs in Indonesia's top professional football league, Super League, are attracting players of Indonesian and Dutch descent, who also represent the national team. Bandung-based club, Persib, recently contracted Dion Marks, a former player of the Dutch club Top Os. Meanwhile, Persija Jakarta is currently exploring the negotiation process to secure the signature of Mauro Zylstra, a former Dutch player from FC Volendam. The Indonesia Diaspora Network Global, or IDN Global, appreciates this strategic move. Speaking to RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 4th, IDN Global's Vice President of Public Relations, Syahrial Sawajur, assessed the diaspora players' choice of the Super League as a positive step.
Ketika mereka memilih untuk bermain di klub Indonesia, sesungguhnya ini bukan
when they choose to play for Indonesian clubs, it's not merely a career choice, but also a form of symbolic homecoming. They bring their experiences, disciplined playing style, and global football culture into our football system in Indonesia.
Sepak bola dari global ke dalam sistem sepak bola kita di Indonesia.
IDN Global believes there is still much untapped football talent potential among the Indonesian diaspora. Syahrial hopes their presence can accelerate the improvement of national football quality. He also urged all parties to pay attention to the potential of coaches or club managers from the diaspora community.
Jika pemerintah, federasi, klub ataupun komunitas pecinta sepak bola.
If the government, federation, clubs, or football enthusiast communities, both domestically and abroad, if we move together, then this phenomenon can actually not just be seasonal or temporary, but could become one of the long-term strategies that we can review or reevaluate together.
Strategi jangka panjang yang bisa kita review atau kita kaji ulang bersama-sama.
As of Wednesday, February 4th, Indonesia ranks 122nd in the world ranking list from the World Football Federation, FIFA. Most recently, the Indonesian national team reached the round of 16 in the Asian Cup in Qatar in 2023. Rahman Syidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with Indonesia, which reaches Futsal Asia Cup semifinals for the first time in history. The Indonesian national futsal team secured its place after a dramatic 3-2 victory over regional rivals Vietnam at the Indonesia Arena, Jakarta on Tuesday. Full report by Putri Cahaya Purnama.
For the first time in Indonesian history, the Indonesian national futsal team made history by advancing to the 2026 Futsal Asia Cup semifinalists in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 3, 2026. This sporting achievement was achieved thanks to goals from Brian Ik, Adrian Sanur, and Reza Gunawan. Vietnam put up a fierce fight fueled by two goals from Nguyen Dahai. With this result, Indonesia is the only Southeast Asian representative remaining in the final four alongside Japan, Iran, and Iraq. After the match, the coach of the Indonesian national futsal team, Hector Souto, expressed his pride in breaking the national record. However, Hector also provided a critical assessment of the team's performance.
We break the record, the result is really good, but I repeat again, I'm really unsatisfied. We must play much better. This country must play a different style of futsal.
The team's main focus now shifts to the crucial semi-final match against Japan, scheduled for February 5th. Given the very short break, Hector has set the players' parameters to prioritize physical recovery.
So I hope it was just today, because in semi-final is waiting Japan. I know Japan won, and I think we have a chance to defeat them. Not many, but we have some chance. And of course, I will push my players to recover well.
This recovery process includes closely monitoring nutritional intake and rest duration, with the coach requiring the players to get more than 8 hours of sleep. Although Japan is superior in terms of individual and collective quality, Hector, who is very familiar with their playing style, remains optimistic that there is still a chance to win through technical preparation. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hadirmu. Keras hati yang dulu bicara berujung pilu. Andai angin mengulang sebuah masa yang telah usang, kan ku telan isi bumi hanya untukmu. Terima bunga maafku, termakan egoku. Meski ku tahu tak bisa
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
jangan menangis, ku di bawah sampai tenang. Diciumnya api marahku, ternyata kacau bisa luluh. Jangan menangis, ia tenang, ku di
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm, hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Banyuwangi never runs out of fascinating tourist destinations, and one of them is the Jawatan Forest, located in Bencolok Village, Klereng District, Banyuwangi. This 4-hectare forest is managed by Perum Perhutani Banyuwangi Selatan. It offers breathtaking views of giant rain trees that create a magical atmosphere similar to fantasy world. The canopy of these ancient trees forms enchanting natural corridors, making it one of the most photogenic spots in East Java. The Jawatan Forest, which was officially listed as a tourist attraction by the Banyuwangi Regency Tourism Office in June 2018, is only about a 45 minutes drive from downtown Banyuwangi and very easily accessible by road. In addition to admiring the beauty of the centuries-old rain trees, visitors can enjoy various exciting activities such as taking photos, picnic, or even exploring the forest by riding a horse-drawn carriage or horseback. During the morning and late afternoon, sunlight streaming through tree branches creates a dramatic visual effect, making this best time to visit. The facilities at the Jawatan Forest are quite complete. There is a spacious parking area, food stalls offering local dishes, as well as toilets and a prayer room for visitors' convenience. This place is also ideal for families who want to enjoy the natural atmosphere while relaxing. Don't forget to bring your camera to capture the beauty of every corner of this forest. Thank you. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about di perusahaan ekspedisi. Di perusahaan ekspedisi, which means at shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means, how much is the fee? Mengirim. Mengirim. Which means, to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Hello listener, on this Music Corner segment, we present a keroncong song entitled 1984 by Superman Is Dead. The song written by I Gede Ari Astina, also known as Jerings and Roy Parsua, was released on a digital video streaming platform on November 28, 2024. Inspired by George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, this song is a tribute to individual and collective freedom threatened by both local and global oligarchies under the guise of pandemics and natural disasters. Well, listener, here is Superman Is Dead with the song 1984. Happy listening.
Tekanlah populasi santun, lenyapkan senyum. Kita adalah generasi yang menyaksikan dunia kehilangan kode moralnya. 1984 fasis ia berpesta di panggung peragaan busananya. Tak diundang kau tak punya apa-apa, namun kau kan bahagia, itu kata mereka. Informasi dari semua sisi, media kiri kanan dan selebriti, yeah. Coba pahami ini. Sampai kapankah ini semua terjadi?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.